morning, Ben Collins.
Bonjour, Steve. Good morning, dear listeners. Coming up, the under 20 football Lions of Cameroon begin their campaign to next year's Africa Cup of Nations today against the Central African Republic in a UNIFAC tournament in the Republic of Congo. Members of the different commissions tasked with the organization of a ceremony to mark the end of the sports season in Cameroon this year have promised a grandiose event this Sunday in Yaoundé. And the president of the African Sambo Confederation, Dalis Kali from Morocco, has arrived in Yaoundé ahead of the maiden edition of ECAS International Sambo Open this Saturday at the Fandena Gymnasium in Yaoundé. A development of these stories and more right here. The under 20 Lions of Cameroon will play their first match against the Central African Republic today at 1 p.m. at the Alphonse Massamba Stadium in Brazzaville, Congo, as from 3 p.m. in the ongoing UNIFAC zonal qualifiers for the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations. It will be the third encounter between both teams after the second meeting in 2021. Harrison Ashutiku has more.
It will be the third time that Cameroon and Central African Republic are facing each other at this level of the competition. Their last two confrontations were in 2021, which ended with victories for either side. Following their win over Gabon on Tuesday in their first Group B match, the Central African Republic will be hoping for yet another win against the under 20 Lions this Thursday to secure their ticket to the semi-finals. In order to change the narrative, Wilfred Nathan Douala and his teammates need to give no room for errors in the encounter to ensure that the Lions grab all the 3 points. So far, all the players of the squad are fit for the match. The under 20 Lions need a win and a draw in their two group matches to be able to progress to the next round, where they will battle for the available two zonal tickets for the 2025 under 20 AFCON.
The team under coach Ivan Ken Moy held a reconnaissance session yesterday ahead of today's showdown against the Central African Republic. After that training session, one of the defenders of the under 20 men's football team of Cameroon, Hamad Hamza, said they are well equipped ahead of today's match.
For a match against the Central African, we are making every possible means to see that we get better, we get prepared for the game because it's going to be our first game, and I think the whole population in Cameroon will be expecting a very important result from us. And we assure the population that we are bringing back a very positive result from this competition because we're there to watch some couple of teams play. And we are thinking that with the kind of squad we are having and the kind of preparations, the strategies the coaches are giving to us, we think it's going to be a very important game for us, and we are sure to catch up with the victory. We are very comfortable, the food, everything. And I think that's enough motivation for the players to give in their maximum best.
The two teams to compete in the final of the Football Cup of Cameroon, Aigle Royal of Dimino and Colombe Sportif of Dijon and Lobo, have each received the sum of 6 million CFA francs from the state of Cameroon to prepare for this event this Sunday in Yaoundé. Their checks were handed to them during the second and last preparatory meeting yesterday, ahead of a ceremony that will mark the end of the sports season this year in Cameroon. The presidents of the Animation Commission, Edmond Ebarminye, and Infrastructure Commission, Siri Tolu, say they are ready for this Sunday's event.
Our commission is ready. Our cultural parade is always prepared, and we are doing some training on the field.
Any particular message that will be given to the public through your cultural parade?
The message will be concerning national unity, fair play, concerning the force that we want Cameroon be with. It's a traditional message.
I would like to reassure you that the main infrastructure, which is the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium, will be ready for this event, but I can also tell you that the training pitch, which is the stade annexe, will also be ready. I can reassure you that everything will be ready for the event.
When will they be open for the teams?
We are waiting FECAFOO to let us know when the teams will be available. So it will depend on FECAFOO, not only on us. We have to prevent, we have to work hard, and I can reassure you that all this will be done.
And players and staff of Colombe and Aigle have continued fine-tuning their skills ahead of Sunday's final. Over in the West region, supporters of Aigle Royal of Dimino, led by Governor Awafonka Augustine, are intensifying preparations to storm Yaoundé for the final of the Cup of Cameroon. Few days to the final, our reporter Isaac Ngongkum visited Chang to capture the temperature for the sports news.
The ambience of the final of the Cup of Cameroon is gradually gaining steam in the Menua and West region as a whole. Supporters are optimistic victory will be theirs this time around.
We are united behind Aigle
de la Menua, anxiously waiting for the victory and trophy that has been running away from us for a long time now. The wait has been long. It's more than 92 years that we have been running behind the cup.
All is set for them to move over to Yaoundé for the grand finale.
Since the gala dinner, to raise funds organized by the governor, we have been mobilizing ourselves to go to Yaoundé and push Aigle to victory.
Governor Awafonka Augustine is leading the troops.
This time around, we're not going there to accompany others. We've held at the level of the regions several meetings to mobilize the elite to be part of this exercise. It was first of all done at the level of the Menua, but we've gone further to get all the elite of the West region and the population to back up this club for the final. And this is what they are doing. We want to have that trophy once again at the level of the West region.
After close to 100 years of waiting, fans, supporters and sympathizers of Aigle Royale de la Menua will be hoping the gods of football smile on them in that attempt to lift the trophy. Isaac Ngongkum, CLTV News, Chang.
From September 27 to 29, 2024, Yaoundé receives Africa on the occasion of the first edition of the ICAS International Sambo Open at Fandina Gymnasium. Over 100 athletes from more than 15 countries will compete in combat sambo and sambo sports. The ICAS International Sambo Open, all behind the Sambo Lions.
And the president of the African Sambo Confederation, Dalis Kale, has arrived in Cameroon ahead of the first edition of the ICAS International Sambo Open this Saturday at the Fandina Gymnasium in Yaoundé. The Moroccan-born Sambo administrator arrived in the country early today via the Simalen International Airport and was received by the president of the Cameroon Sambo Federation, Francois Mbassi, who doubles as the secretary general of the African Sambo Confederation. In the meantime, delegations have also continued to arrive in Cameroon ahead of the competition on Saturday. After Burkina Faso yesterday, delegations from Niger, Congo, Gabon and the Central African Republic are expected to jet into Cameroon today. Meanwhile, Cameroonian athletes will end their internal training camp prior to Saturday's event today. Some athletes say it's been difficult.
My name is Manka Akini, 59 kilograms, Sambo Sport. The training is going well. We have good collaboration. The speed is high because the competition is here in Cameroon, so we have to take all those medals. We have to win all those medals. For the speed among us is fantastic because we enjoy the ambience, we enjoy the training, we enjoy the collaboration. We have a very good spirit between us. We help each other to have certain problems.
My name is Jimmy Hawakaol, category 98 kilograms. The training is really, really tedious. 2 days to the competitions, it's very difficult to get us ready, and more focus has been laid on physical build-up, groundwork, immobilizations as well, and we avoided some arm or foot locks so that we shouldn't get hurt before the competition.
So we can imagine we are already thinking about the competition.
We are seriously thinking about the competition. You know, we have a reputation to defend. Cameroon has always been the best Sambo nation in Africa, and then this time around we are hosting the competition. We are hosting the international competition. Countries are coming all over to challenge us. We have to prove to the whole world, to the Cameroonian community, that we are the best.
And we're in cycling. The list of two Cameroonian cycling teams to take part in this year's Grand Prix Chantal Biya have been made public. For the National Cycling Team of Cameroon, they're made of six: Tienche Michel Boris, Kosoko Sadiku Jeremy, Fouaka Betol, Yao Gaji, Mikem Saku, and Jonko Ivan. And for the SNH Velo Club, we have Kamzong Clovis Abosolom, Kwere Nonawe Rodrig, Chofo Fabrice, Stella Artus, Achekunyanyi, Nguyen Nguyen Steve. 11 teams will compete for the yellow jersey in the event that will begin on Monday at Minta with the presentation of the team. Minta is found in the Upper Sanaga Division of the Central Region. The 7:30 a.m. sports news on the CRTV. That was how it was with Ben Collins, Nyeberuo. Back to you, Steve.